This is the Aviat Merli of the 7th of July 2024. Original date, the 11th of November, the year 2000. With the closeness of your perfection, bring the elevated time of revelation close. Today, Bap Dada is seeing his holiest, highest, luckiest and sweetest children. From time to time, the holiest souls have been coming into the world. You are also the holiest, but you elevated souls become the conquerors of the elements, that is nature, and also make the elements Satapratam. The power of your purity also makes the elements Satapratam and pure. This is why you souls receive pure bodies made up of the pure elements. The power of your purity makes everything that is non-living and living pure, and this is why you also receive pure bodies. Souls are pure, bodies are pure, and even all the facilities of the elements are Satapratam and pure. And this is why you are the holiest souls in the world. Are you the holiest? Do you consider yourselves to be the souls who are the holiest in the world? You are also the highest. Why are you the highest? Because you have recognized God the highest on high. You have become the highest on high souls through the highest on high Father. Your ordinary awareness, attitude, vision and actions have all changed, and you have become the embodiments of an elevated awareness, an elevated attitude and elevated vision. Whenever you meet someone, with what attitude do you meet them? You meet them with the attitude of brotherhood, with a soul-conscious vision, with benevolent feelings, and with the feelings of being part of the godly family. So you are the highest, are you not? You have changed, have you not? So how luckiest are you? There isn't any fortune teller who has drawn the lines of your fortune, but the bestower of fortune himself has drawn the lines of your fortune. How long a guarantee has he given? You have been given an imperishable guarantee of the lines of fortune for 21 births. It isn't for just one birth. But there will not be any experience of sorrow or peacelessness for 21 births. There will be constant happiness. Three things are needed in life: health, wealth and happiness. You have received all these three from the Father as an inheritance. Do you have the guarantee for 21 births? Have all of you received the guarantee? Have those sitting at the back received the guarantee? All of you are raising your hands, very good. To become a child means to receive the inheritance from the Father. It isn't that you are becoming a child. Are you still becoming this? Are you becoming a child, or have you become this? It isn't that you have to become a child. As soon as you are born, you become this. As soon as you are born, you claim a right to the Father's inheritance. So you have now attained such elevated fortune through the Father, and then you are also the richest. You are Brahmin souls, not warriors, but Brahmins. Brahmin souls experience with faith. I am an elevated soul. it is that I am so-and-so. I am a soul who is the richest in the world. Since you are Brahmins, you are the richest in the world, because Brahmin souls have multi-millions at every step by having remembrance of God. So how many steps do you take throughout the day? Think about this. You have multi-millions at every step. So how many multi-millions do you have in a whole day? You have become such souls through the Father. To remember what I, the Brahmin soul, am, is fortune. So today, Bapdada was seeing the sparkling star of fortune on the forehead of each one of you. Are all of you seeing your star of fortune? Is Bapdada happy to see the children, or are the children happy to see the Father? Who is happy? The Father or the children? Who? Children, came back the answer. Is the Father not happy? The Father is happy to see the children, and the children are happy to see the Father. Both are happy, because you children know that it is only at this time that you experience meeting God, God's love, this godly inheritance, and godly attainments. If not now, then never. Is it like this? Bapdada is simply making you children revise one thing. What is this one thing? You have already understood it. Bapdada is making you revise this one thing. Now, bring the elevated time close. This is the sound of the souls in the world. Who is going to do this? Is it you or is it someone else? Are all of you those who are going to bring the beautiful elevated time close? If you are, then raise your hands. Acha. Then secondly, you also understand this. And is this why you are laughing? Acha. What is the date for that? At least fix a date. You have just fixed the date for the turn of the foreigners, have you not? You fixed that date. So now, O souls, who are going to bring the time close? Tell Baba, what date have you fixed? Can you see that? Only when it is in your vision will it reach the world. When Bapdada goes on a tour of the world at Amrit Vela, then, seeing and hearing everything, he feels mercy. They are in pleasure, but together with pleasure they are also confused. So Bapdada is asking you, O Master Bestowers, children of the Bestower, when will you reveal your part of being Master Bestowers in front of the world at intense speed? Or are you still becoming ready behind the curtains? Are you still making preparations? Souls who are instruments for world transformation, now have mercy on the souls of the world. It is to happen. This is fixed. And it is to happen through you, instrument souls. So what is the delay? Bapdada now wishes to see the one ceremony of the flag of completion and perfection being hoisted in the heart of every Brahmin child. Only when the flag of perfection is hoisted in each Brahmin heart will the flag of the Father's revelation be hoisted in the world. So Bapdada wishes to see this flag ceremony. Just as on Shivratri, the flag is hoisted for the incarnation of Shiva. So too, there should now be the chant of the incarnation of the Shiv Shakti Pandavas. You sing this song, The Shiv Shaktis have come. You play this song, do you not? Now the world should sing the song that together with Shiva, the Shaktis and Pandavas have also been revealed. For how much longer will you stay behind the curtains? Do you like staying behind the curtains? You like it a little? Do those at the back like the curtains? You don't like it. So who is going to remove them? Will Baba remove them? Who will remove them? Will the drama remove them or will you remove them? Since you are going to remove them, what is the delay? So then, are we to understand that you enjoy being behind the curtains? Now, Bapdada has just this one elevated desire, and that is for everyone to sing this song. Wah, he has come, he has come, he has come. Is this possible? Look, all the daddies are saying that it is possible. So why is it not happening then? What is the reason? Since all of you are saying this, what is the reason for it not happening? The answer came back, not everyone has become complete. Why haven't you become this? Give Baba a date. The reply, Baba, you will give the date. Do you remember the great mantra of Bapdada? What does Bapdada say? Not at some time but now. Daddy G then said, Baba, you have to give the final date. If Bapdada gives you the date, will you mould yourselves according to that and fulfil that responsibility? Will the Pandavas fulfil that responsibility? Are you sure? If you then fluctuate from that, what will you then have to do? The reply came, if you, Baba, give the date, then no one will fluctuate. Congratulations. Acha, now I will give the date, just see. Look, Bapdada is still merciful, and so Bapdada is going to give you a date. Listen with attention. Bapdada has these elevated feelings for everyone, and he has this desire that within 6 months, when will 6 months end? In May. So in May, and a note that I in Hindi is May, you will have finished all consciousness of I. Bapdada is giving you a margin of at least 6 months. Whatever Baba had told you earlier, and the work that Baba gave you in the last season, you have probably forgotten that. In at least 6 months' time, you have to experience the stage of being liberated in life. Not liberation in life of the golden aged world, but the stage of liberation in life of the confluence age. Remain free from the influence of any obstacles, adverse situations, facilities, or the consciousness of I and mine. The I of body consciousness and the mine of body consciousness arising out of doing service. Don't say I wish to remain free from those, but this obstacle came. This is why this became such a big thing. I am able to manage with little things, but this was a big thing. This was a very big paper. It was a very big obstacle. It was a big situation. No matter how great the opposition from adverse situations, obstacles, or the attraction to facilities is, and they will oppose you, you are being told this in advance. Can you at least remain 75% free in 6 months? Bapdada is not asking for 100%, but only 75%. It's only when you first reach the three-quarter mark that you can then reach the 100% mark. So you have 6 months, not just 1 month, but you are being given 6 months, half a year. So are you able to fix this date? Look, the daddies have asked me to fix a date, and so I have to obey their order. When Bapdada sees the result, he will automatically be attracted to come here, and there won't be any need for you to tell him. So you have 6 months to reach 75%. Baba is not asking for 100%. For that you will be given further time in the future. So are you ever ready for this? Not even ever ready, ready in 6 months. Do you like this? Or are you lacking a little courage that you don't know what will happen? Lions will come, cats will come, everything will come. Obstacles will come, adverse situations will come, and the facilities will increase. But remain free from the influence of facilities. If you like this, then raise your hands. Turn the TV, the camera around to show everywhere. Raise your hands very well. Don't bring them down yet. This scene is very good. Acha, congratulations in advance. Then, don't say we have to die a great deal. Whether you live or die, you have to become this. This dying is sweet. There is no sorrow in this dying. This dying is for the benefit of many. This is why there is pleasure in this dying. There isn't any sorrow in this, there is happiness. Don't make any excuses. This happened, that happened, and this is why this happened. Excuses won't do any more. Will you still make excuses? You won't, will you? Just play the game of the flying stage and nothing else. Now finish all the games of the stage of descent, of giving excuses, and of weaknesses. Now just play the game of the flying stage. Is this okay? All of your faces have blossomed. What will your faces be like when you come to meet Baba again after 6 months? We will take a photo then too. Double foreigners have come, and so the day for making a double promise has arrived. Don't look at anyone else, but simply see the Father and see Mother Brahma. Whether others do this or not, everyone will do this. But you must have merciful feelings for them too. Give weak ones the power of your good wishes. Don't look at their weaknesses. Uplift such souls with the hand of your courage and elevate them. Constantly extend your hand of courage for yourself and for others. The hand of courage is very powerful. And Bapdada's blessing is, when the children take one step of courage, the Father gives 1,000 steps of help. Let it be. I first in selfless effort. Let there be selfless effort, not selfish effort. Those who take the initiative in becoming selfless are equal to Father Brahma. You have love for Father Brahma, do you not? And this is why you are called Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris. You issue a challenge to claim liberation in life in a second. So now pay attention to liberate yourself within a second. Now bring the time close. the closeness of your perfection will bring the elevated time close. You are masters, are you not? You are kings, are you not? Are you self-sovereigns? So issue an order. A king issues orders, does he not? Don't say yes, no, don't do this, do that. Simply issue an order. Look at your minds now, because the mind is the main advisor. So, hey kings, are you able to issue an order to your minds, your main advisors, and stabilize yourselves in the stage of being bodiless within a second? Order them to do this in a second. Then there was 5 minutes drill. Acha. To the lucky souls who are absorbed in love, to the souls who have experienced all the attainments they have received through the Father, to the powerful souls who rule themselves by having all rights to self-sovereignty, to the highest souls who have the constant experience of liberation in life, to the luckiest souls whose elevated line of fortune is drawn by the bestower of fortune himself, to the holiest souls who bring about world transformation through self-transformation with their constant purity of vision and attitude. Bapdada's love, remembrance and namaste. Then Bapdada was meeting the guests who had come from the Call of Time dialogues. You have all reached your sweet home and sweet family, have you not? You feel this small, sweet family to be lovely, do you not? You have also become so lovely, have you not? First of all, you have become those who are loved by the Supreme. You have become this, have you not? Have you become this, or are you still becoming this? See how happy everyone is to see all of you. Why are they happy? Look at everyone's faces. They are all very happy. Why are they happy? Because they know that you are all instrument souls who will become godly messengers and give the message to all souls. Guests had arrived from all 5 continents. So the message will reach all 5 continents. This is easy, isn't it? A very good plan has been made. Fill this plan with power from the Supreme and take cooperation from the family and continue to move forward. Everyone's thoughts are reaching Bapdada. You are all having very good thoughts, are you not? Plans are being created. So it is your courage and help from the Father and the Brahmin family that are needed to make the plans become practical. You simply have to be instruments. There is no other effort required. I am an instrument for God's task. Whatever work you do, have this consciousness. Baba, I, an instrument, am ready for service. I am an instrument. The one who makes everyone move will automatically make me move. This feeling of being an instrument soul will reveal the feelings of humility and creativity on your face. Caravan Ha, the one who inspires, will make you instruments and work through you. You are the mics and it is the might of the Father. So it is easy, is it not? So become instruments and be present in remembrance. Your faces and features will automatically become instruments for service. You won't just serve through your words, but your features will reveal your internal happiness through your faces. This is said to be uniqueness, alokita. You have now become alokic, spiritual, have you not? Worldliness has finished, has it not? I am a soul. This is being spiritual. To say I am so-and-so is being worldly. So what are you, spiritual or worldly? You are spiritual, are you not? It is good. You have come in front of Bapdada and the family. You have had a great courage to do this. See, you are the handful that has emerged out of multi-millions. How big was the group? How many of you have come from that group? So you are a handful that has emerged out of multi-millions, are you not? It is good. Bapdada likes this group. Look how happy they all are. More than all of you, they are the happiest of all. They are happy because they are seeing the return of service in front of them. You are happy, are you not? You have received the fruit of your efforts. Acha. Now you are a master and child. A child is a master. A child is always called a master. Acha. Blessing. May you receive the blessing of success by using everything in a worthwhile way and thereby become an image that is blessed. At the confluence age, you children have the inheritance and also the blessing. Use everything in a worthwhile way and you will attain success. To use everything in a worthwhile way is the seed and the success is the fruit. If the seed is good, then it is not possible that you will not receive its fruit. Just as you tell others to use their time, thoughts and wealth in a worthwhile way, in the same way, check your list of all your treasures and see which treasures were used in a worthwhile way and which were wasted. Continue to use everything in a worthwhile way and you will become full of all treasures and an image that is blessed. Slogan: in order to receive God's award, avoid anything wasteful or negative. Om Shanti.